News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and here's a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Wausau's City Council voted to commit $755,000 to help redevelop the downtown Wausau Center Mall. But there are conditions. CBL and Associates, the company that manages the mall, will have to meet a list of requirements. And the vote is not the end of the issue. City Council President Romy Wagner says they still have to negotiate with CBL. They're going to work now on the specifics of a redevelopment agreement. As for how long that will take, perhaps a while.
We need an agreement to move forward. CBL needs to know that we're partnering with them, but we need them to come forward with some specific requirements we have in order to ensure that they'll get the money that we're offering them. They have to put in a time frame, get the agreement ready to go.
Now, this package is much larger than an initial proposal for rent forgiveness that would have been only $144,000. Alderwoman Sherry Abbott says she has heard from some local residents who are concerned about the size of this mall assistance.
I'm really still kind of hesitant on this. I am going to vote for it, but I am going to make sure that the finance and everybody else that's going to be involved with moving this forward, I want to keep a very close watch on you to make sure that we are not going to be losing money on this and that my taxpayers are not going to be biting the bullet on this.
A final agreement between the city and mall management needs to be hammered out, and that will come back to the full city council for a final vote. Wausau is going to help an existing business move one of its Colorado division's product lines into our area, which will bring with it more jobs. Wausau will grant Apogee's Wausau Window and Wall Group $500,000 to move that product line from Colorado. City Council President Romy Wagner says that'll be 40 more jobs this year and long-term 124 new jobs that'll be coming into the city.
They aren't asking for money to build a building or anything, just to help with the relocation of this product to get these jobs going right here in Wausau.
Now, the money is coming from tax increment finance districts, and Apogee will also get about the same amount in state tax credits. Fundraising efforts for a $7 million library and community center project in Marshfield will get a one-year extension from the city council. The council voted to move that fundraising deadline to September 30th, 2015. Mayor Chris Meyer read the motion that allowed that extension to be okayed.
Your vote on this will extend the deadline for fundraising to September 30th, 2015. Identifying library construction 2016 and setting a goal to raise a total of $7 million, including the $3 million contribution from the city to be used for a $6 million library project and $1 million community center project.
And that one-year extension was approved by the Marshfield Council on an 8-2 vote. That one vehicle crash on Friday involving an intoxicated man and his 11-year-old daughter is still being investigated, and formal charges haven't been filed yet. Wausau Police Captain Ben Blevin says the man's name has not been made public. For now, the district attorney's office is reviewing the police report.
We've worked with the district attorney's office that night to make sure that we were doing everything necessary for criminal charges. We've sent the reports that we've done already over to the DA for review, and we anticipate hopefully in the next few days being able to wrap up the loose ends and get everything over the DA so that they can make a charging decision.
The police report says the 35-year-old had been drinking and asked his 11-year-old daughter to try and drive home when she crashed into a tree. It's a Class G felony. To be recklessly endangering a child's safety could lead to 10 years in prison and fines of $25,000. Stevens Point police this morning say they are still looking for information into the three-day weekend attack at Iverson Park. It took place Monday. A man assaulted by at least four others in front of his child.
A 36-year-old Hispanic male was at the park with his child when multiple individuals attacked him in the play area near the baseball field. Stevens Point's Police Sergeant Tony Bible said the victim was struck several times with either a bat or a large stick and suffered bruises and lacerations on his head and face. Police have talked to some of the people that witnessed the beating at the park but are looking for more witnesses. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact them. We've got the phone number on our website, WSAU.com. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
President Obama says about 10,000 U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan at the end of the year. In a statement at the White House, the president said the U.S. will end combat operations. The remaining troops will continue in a training mission and providing security forces around the U.S. embassy. The oldest U.S. congressman will be out of a job next year. He is Texas Congressman Ralph Hall, who was defeated in a GOP primary yesterday by former U.S. Attorney John Ratcliffe. Hall is 91 years old, and he's been in Congress since 1980. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Some clouds early on today, then becoming mostly sunny. Less humid out there, a high of 77, east wind around 5 to 10. Tonight clear and cool, a low down to 49. Thursday mostly sunny and very nice, a high around 80. Friday plenty of sunshine, pretty warm out there, a high of 82. On Saturday mostly sunny, continued warm, high 83. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
A few high fair weather clouds around central Wisconsin now. We expect a very comfortable day ahead. Get a weather forecast to your cell phone or portable device by texting weather to 39327. That's from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.